Hello and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick and today we're playing Star Wars Red Blades. This is session 6 of Cestus Calling. We have players. I'll start with Blooded.
Hi, I am Blooded. I am playing the 17th brother, who is a very angry little Ewok.
And next we have Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing the, 19th brother, who is a Kamasi Force Ranger, and quite cross as well.
And we have Aloka.
I'm Aloka, and I'm playing the 12th brother, who is a Miraluka Inquisitor, who, by comparison to the others, is merely miffed most of the time.
I remember. That's all right. Sorry, just came back into my brain.
It was a while ago. In real time, but can someone remember what happened last time?
We went in the temple, I remember that. And at some point, we got a message from General Kenobi played at us, which we did not enjoy. And I believe we've managed to find its power supply, which was a kyber crystal.
Yes.
Which is also not great. It was a pale yellow color, which although
almost
I know
cream.
Although I know why you might have a pale kyber crystal, we, as a group, failed that particular check, so we know nothing.
I don't even know it out of character.
I'm not going to say, because we don't know. But yeah, so we've continued exploring.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know where we've gone from. I was exceedingly tired last time we played, so that's all I really remember. Sorry.
Right, so you kind of got to the...
We found the landing pad.
Yeah, so there was a tunnel from one of the dormitories that someone had dug out.
There were eel robots as well, weren't there?
Yes, I fucked one up.
I believe you ate one.
Yes, I ate one of the eels. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea, yes.
But it had to be done.
So yeah, there was a landing pad that was like a vertical entry. It would have just looked like
a cave?
Smallish kind of crevice from above. And yes, you found some eel robots in the kind of garden area that was lush and green.
Mm-hmm.
And in one kind of cul-de-sac bit, there was a well. And I believe, yes, the Ewok ate the eel that he killed.
Mm-hmm.
And is now fatigued.
Yes.
Never mind, I'm not going to do that joke again. I can't remember if there's anything more to do here. I don't think there is.
There was nothing we could get out of, because we found like a comms unit.
Yeah.
Which was one of the things that the crystal was powering, but we couldn't get anything out of it.
It was.
Don't think we even got a frequency out of it.
I think we got like a general power scale, so how far it could have projected. That doesn't help us greatly, if I'm honest.
I think every sign we found of like recent interactions, i.e. since this place was knocked over, has been at least a month or two old. Including,
it's also been thoroughly scrubbed of anything particularly useful.
Somebody went to a great deal of trouble to cleanse this place. I think we were down to maybe going and checking the medical center's like ship records or something like that, I think was our next plan, because basically we've reached a bit of a dead end.
Okay.
I can't remember if there's anything else that we had on our list of things we could try.
Can only everyone make a forceful roll?
A forcey force roll?
A forcey roll.
I can certainly try.
I get a total of one.
I can certainly lose two of the four dice over the fucking side of the desk.
Yeah, I got an amazing zero there.
Well, bear with me. Because two of my dice decided to abscond, I rolled two more dice, and they both came up pluses, so I'm on a five.
Excellent.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's like, is it something combat related? No? Okay, you can have whatever you want.
Yes, yes. You are getting, like, an odd feeling.
Right.
Like...
We're being watched or something else?
Yeah, you're being... Well, you're being monitored.
Monitored? Is there, a camera around here somewhere or something?
I mean, the Darklings are around.
Yeah, I mean, there would have been originally, a surveillance system, but there's not much... not much that's obvious.
Right. Brothers? I feel like we're being observed in some fashion. I can't tell you how we're being observed, but I have the distinct feeling that we are. Does that make sense to you all?
Yes. Brothers, I want you to stand together at my back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and see if I can use these wretched knot eyes for some good.
Fair enough. I'll get my lightsaber out and turn it on, and then stand back to back.
Right, where are you when you're doing this?
Well, I think we ended in the garden, didn't we?
Okay.
Or are we, do you want to go back to the Kyber Crystal room?
Where would be more central to the areas we found so far? And I kind of want to see whether or not your feeling of being monitored fades as we leave the garden.
You could try that. Does it fade as we leave the garden?
It certainly changes, but you don't think it's lessened.
It is not less, it's just different, which is not particularly helpful to you, I'm sure.
Okay. I'm going to try and look around through the force. Admittedly, that's the only way I can look around. But I'm going to specifically try and find life or sentience, I guess? Something that could be observing rather than just being a dumb camera on a wall type thing.
Okay. Do you want to make a roll?
I would love to. I would like to say I'm being careful about this.
Okay.
And I would like to tag see but not be seen to get me some extra points.
Well, make your roll first, because it might actually be better to use that for a reroll if you roll
poorly. Well, okay, fair.
Because you can do any fate spends afterwards. It's always better to see what you roll first, I think.
That's three without the tag.
So if you do tag, you'll go up to a five.
I'm going to tag, because I want to find out whatever's doing this.
Okay, so you start moving back from the garden towards the main corridor. And you're kind of focusing. There is some life in the garden. Mm-hmm. And the growing area, which is all very green and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're walking into the corridor, you get a faint, faint ping to the right. And something, there's a faint power ping as well on your detector.
There. And I'm going to run after it, because there is no way that I can let this thing get away.
So as you come into the main corridor, the way you've come to the outside of the temple is to the left.
Right.
The ping is to the right, and there is a wall with a fancy Jedi symbol on about 3 meters away.
And it's beyond that, I think.
It's coming from that direction.
Very well. Would you like me to make you a hole through the wall? Is that what you're suggesting here?
Yes, please.
Fair enough. I will, presumably forcefully, insert a lightsaber into the wall, I guess? Unless you've got any other way to get through a wall?
I mean, it's being described as a wall, not a door, so... I mean...
Well, should we examine it first,
I'll examine it first and see if there's, like, a hidden door button.
Yeah, and if there isn't, I will go with plan B, which is hack the fuck into bits. When God gives you lightsabers, everything looks like a thing you can stick a plasma sword through if you really need to.
And episode one really did seal that into people's minds.
Yeah.
I'm going to count this as a sneaky roll because I'm trying to find sneaky things, if that's allowable.
Okay.
I get a total of 4.
You kind of have a feel about. There does appear to be on the right side of the symbol, like a little kind of square, it's the square controller maybe.
Right.
But quite old, but it doesn't appear to be like powered or doing anything if you hit it.
Is this one of those Jedi things where you have to use the Force to open it?
What did you get for your roll?
4.
You examine the symbol and you think that might be the key to opening this, if it's a door.
Right. What's the symbol?
I will do a picture. How do I do pictures?
Wow. They really went all out to make fucking Terminator librarians a right pain in the ass, didn't they?
I'll take your word for it.
They are somewhat fiddly.
Ah, let me guess. Lots of nooks and crannies.
Mm-hmm. Lots of tubes as well.
Got to get those power conduits somewhere.
Right. Where are we?
At least my basic paint scheme is taken by the primer. It's loading. Right.
So you don't really recognise it as a Jedi symbol, but it does have the look of something similar.
It looks kind of like a plant.
So the top part is kind of a pale yellow colour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tendrils out to the side have like alternating blue, green, yellow, red... blue, green, yellow, red, kind of little...
Right. Well, we're all right for red, I feel.
They're not really crystals. They're just kind of...
divots with colours in?
Yeah. It's not really paint, but it's kind of like plastic colouring.
Okay. You say the big part of the emblem is like a pale yellow.
Yes.
If I poke it with the pale yellow kyber crystal, does it open?
No.
Oh.
Is there any, like, slot or hole in the big yellow bit? How big a big yellow bit are we talking? Is it, like, 4 foot tall, or is it, like, 3 inches or something?
All right, it's about 5 inches from top to bottom.
Okay.
5 inches. Okay. Yep. Where did I find the other thing?
So the square panel is just to the right-hand side of the symbol.
Does that have a crystal-shaped hole in it?
No, it's like one of those like tapper light switches.
Right.
So it's just like a square kind of metallic kind of centre.
What happens if I tap it?
If you touch it, nothing.
Poke it with the Kyber crystal because that's power source.
No, it doesn't seem to do anything either.
How large is a lightsaber handle in regards to that top shape?
I mean, every lightsaber hilt is different, so it's not really...
Right.
Is the panel like something that I could pop off?
The pattern...
Is it like a cover or is it actually the sensor?
You think it's the sensor.
Can I reach out and the red spots on that display, can I put my finger into one of them and just see if anything occurs, if I get a feeling from it or anything like that?
Okay, you put your finger onto one of the red ones. It kind of clicks like a button.
Ah, I suspect this is some kind of code or something. If I press both red ones, does anything happen? Both at the same time?
They both click in and out.
I suspect we need to have the right combination and then press the thingy there that you're looking at.
Can I still feel the ping of life on the other side of this?
There is still a ping of life. Seems to have moved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I think that I can get, like, a slicing kit into this thing?
Given your knowledge of the Jedi, you know that a lot of their temples and their gadgets were kind of tricky. They were kind of based on puzzle and...
They were excessively forcey?
They were not always as you expected them to be. They weren't overly technological.
Okay. Does this place have a colour scheme? And I'll be seeing patterns of the colours on this symbol in it.
Well, another thing to think of is red is the colour of the Sith. They're unlikely to have used that in their code. Yellow was Temple Guardians, and the other two colours are the diplomats, and who knows, the other ones. Could it be something like that?
Twelfth Brother, you seem to think you need to maybe tap them in a certain order for anything to happen.
Okay. Assuming they... let's see, that's eight of them.
That's
it is. I really don't like that factorial.
No. That's more than we can test easily by ourselves, by hand, by a considerable degree.
I'm going to push them all one at a time and see if any of them makes a bigger reaction noise than the others.
Can I suggest something before you do that?
Go ahead.
We know that I've just pressed the two red ones.
Yep.
Perhaps you could scan for biological residue that is not mine to see which ones have been pressed.
True. I will get out my scanner thing and give that a go. Even if the last person to use this door was like a month or two ago, that won't be complete degradation.
Well, we don't even need degradation. We just need to know if they've all been pressed or just some of them have been pressed. Because then that...
My point is that all of this residue breaks down over time.
Mm.
So it should still be around after a month or two. But if it were years, I would not be expecting to find much.
Mm-hmm.
Mysterious buzzing and lights ahoy. I forget exactly what scanners look like on in Star Wars.
Angry that the droids go bing.
Yeah. Are you using it through one of your probes?
I'll use my handheld set first, and if that turns up none of it, I'll see whether or not the probes can see something I can't.
Okay. You're picking up some, like metal residue, or what would be the metal equivalent?
Metal residue.
The robots are
roids.
Yeah. If they've got free run of the place, then they would absolutely have worked out how to get through these doors. How many buttons has it used?
Six out of the eight are showing signs of not exactly where, but...
having been poked by a robot.
Yes.
Is it all the non-red ones by any chance?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's the three from the bottom up.
Right.
The red ones are at the top.
Can we remember what sort of ranking the various Jedi Orders had? Because I assume they were depressingly hierarchical. I assume Temple Guardians were considered the highest.
I imagine, given their creed, diplomats weren't far below them.
So maybe we try it in that order, then.
Okay. So you're going, yellow, blue, green?
We'll try yellow, blue, green, and then we'll try green, blue, yellow. Basically, whether they were going from top to bottom or top bottom to top.
Okay. So are you like pushing both at the same time?
I think so. I think that makes the most sense at the moment. Like click, click, click.
Yeah.
And then press the door thingy, unless anybody has a better idea.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. So you click them in turn and then tap the panel next to it. There is a kind of like a fizzing noise, but nothing actually happens.
Okay. Shall we try the other order then? Down in colour from the top?
Yep. We'll at least find out whether or not that was just, I'm trying to open the door but can't because I don't have enough power.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. While you're trying that, two things happen.
Okay.
17th brother.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make a quick listening check?
Okay.
Since you are not involved with the pushing of knobs.
That's another zero.
Okay.
Your dice love you as much as my dice
normally
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two, which one of the other two is actually pressing the buttons?
Probably me.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. You hear a small voice and it says, hello.
Hello.
Come then.
Not going to bother with instructions, are we?
Right. There are two more droids now clomping down the corridor.
Ah. Okay. Do they look like they're coming with violent intent, or are they coming to open the door for us?
So they've come from, well, the corridor down to the garden and the well.
Suggesting that there's more down there that we haven't.
One of them's got like a one of those electro staffs.
Probably violence aforethought then. Is it on?
It kind of buzzes on.
Fair enough. I don't think they're here to let us in.
No, somehow I don't think so. I guess we'll have to deal with them first. Terribly sorry. Be with you in a minute. And then turn to face the oncoming.
Yeah, I believe murdering is now to begin.
I can't remember how initiative works in this game.
It's a quick roll.
Oh dear. Even more oh dear.
I'm on three.
That time I got a four. So, yeah, improving.
Zero.
Okay. So, 17th brother, you are going before the droids.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing I'm going at the same time as the droids then?
Yes.
Cool.
What would you like to do? Okay. So, Bloodied, what's the 17th brother doing?
Right, yeah, he will do a forceful attack on the nearest of the droids. Sort of charge in and sort of barrel into them.
Yep, okay. They're kind of halfway up the corridor, so they're about 5 meters away. So you can easily get to them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a roll.
Yep, that's a three on a forceful.
Okay. The droid manages to block you.
Fuck.
Damn.
Very much not what we wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
And the, not the droid you attacked, but the other droid goes next. He kind of pushes past you towards the other two.
That's insulting.
A little bit.
And he's got...
A bomb!
No, he's got a... It's kind of like a... It's like an axe thing. Very small, like, axe head.
Right.
And he's moving towards where the door is.
Okay. Odd choice. He's moving towards the door, not towards us, no?
I'm assuming you're...
We're very near to the door, certainly. So he's past.
He's moving in your direction.
Okay, good. In which case, I'll get ready to receive him then. As he Does he do anything other than just stomp towards us? Does he get a chance to attack or anything?
He goes into a defensive stance.
Great. Okay, well, I'm going to reward his defensive stance when it's my go then. And I'm going to reward it by stabbing him in it.
It is indeed your go.
I will forcefully enstabinate him.
Mm-hmm.
I will not He gets definitively not stabinated at all in any way, shape or form. In fact, I lightly missed the air for him. Don't hit him at all.
Yeah. Loka.
Please God save us.
If you're saying that, I'm so in trouble. So they've come up. He hasn't attacked me yet. Do I think that's just because he spent all of last turn moving? Or do I think that's because they're testing whether or not we'll go for instant hostility?
And also there's two of us. The other one is just fighting our Ewok friend, and he is fighting him. But there's two of us here.
Yeah, he's in his defensive stance for the moment.
I guess attempted lightsaber stabination. I'm going to have to be careful to get around his guard. I can never remember how this fucking works. I'm going to... never mind. I don't hit. There's no way. Not with a minus fucking four.
Well,
That's on the dice. My careful is two, so that's technically only a minus two, but it is below zero.
Continue to amaze, mostly by the question, how the fuck did these people become Inquisitors and then stay Inquisitors?
The natural selection aspect of it has been the most queerisome, yes.
Mm-hmm.
17th brother, it's back to you.
Right.
Please God save us.
Okay, this time I will try and be quick, so I'll sort of try and outpace the droid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can outmaneuver him. That's a one.
Okay. He managed to get part of the staff in the way. There was a bit of a spark off his arm. He then tries to push you backwards. So just with the staff. Whoops. With the staff. He doesn't really get anywhere with that. It's a bit... He's not used to someone of your stature.
Yeah, I'm deceptively tiny.
It's your superpower.
Yeah.
So...
Certainly makes all the lightsaber angles unexpected.
The other droid who's up against you two is pretty comfortable where he is, and he's going to stay...
Really?
In his position.
I mean, it seems to be working out for him so far. Right. So, I mean, I could try and do something else, but honestly, I'm a Force Rager, and frankly, missing is starting to piss me off. So I am going to, in fact, try and forcefully stab him again.
Okay,
this time I get a four.
Okay. You manage to catch him on the upper arm.
Ha ha!
You hit on his upper arm.
Mm-hmm.
And his defensive kind of stance, he lowers the top of his weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of lower part of his arm is a bit floppy now.
Good, good. Cool. Over to you, 17th brother.
Right. I will again try and...
I did the wrong number there, isn't it? It's 12th brother, isn't it?
12th brother, yes, sorry.
One day I will remember your numbers. That day isn't today, but one day.
I mean, since he's now defending against you, I will try and be sneaky and get around his defense to stabinate him that way.
Okay.
And when I'm sneaky, it gives me a +2. Okay. Total of 5. I can't remember how combat actually works. I'm assuming it's just mine versus theirs.
Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, that's a pretty good roll. But you do manage to catch him again.
Nice.
These seem a lot tougher than you expected.
Right, okay.
Were you aiming for anywhere particular?
Like arm joints. I want to make his arms useless so that he can't hold that stuff anymore.
Okay, so you go for the top of the app, the top of the arm, and it he loses his grip on his little weird axe thing.
Excellent. Oh, my brain has just sparked a thing. Did I recognize the voice that came out of the door?
No. But you're not sure it came out the door.
Where did it come from then?
Was it in your head?
I mean, I would hope I would know that that was that where that came from. Was that where it came from?
you feel like it was just kind of around you.
Okay. All right. On with the combat order.
Where are we? We are now back to the 17th brother.
Okay.
Right. So the droid who you're up against was trying to push you back.
Well, I'm not having any of that. I'll try and duck under his reach and sort of get in close and slice him up. So okay. A quick roll.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, much better. That's a 6.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it.
He seems to anticipate you and tries to dodge backwards.
Ooh,
but,
sneaky.
Isn't quite quick enough. Where would you be aiming for?
Well, I guess I'd be trying to sort of bisect him horizontally. So I'd be trying to sort of cut at like the where the torso meets the waist.
Okay, so right in the eel tank then.
Yeah, basically I'll smash up the eel tank.
Okay. Yeah, so he tries to dodge back and get his staff in the way, but you manage to like flick that out the way and the tank starts to crack open.
Aha.
Poached steel time.
So that droid then takes a step back from you and just takes a swing as he does. Gets a 3.
Okay.
Would you try and dodge that? Or?
Yeah, I would try and dodge that. Should I make another roll?
Yeah, make a roll.
Okay, I'll make a quick roll. That's a 2, so I don't dodge that.
Okay, he catches the fur on the top of your arm. But he has taken a step back. The other droid has kind of dropped his weapon down because he'd been taking out his arms. He does try and go back into his defensive stance, and he kind of manages to get his weapon back up, but it's a lot shakier now.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to be inclined to attack.
Okay. Well, I don't really understand what's going on here then. I would say to the 12th brother, 12th brother, this thing seems to be mostly defending. Do we want it gone, or what do we think it's up to?
Disarm it and I'll see what I can do with its droid bits.
Fair enough. I will attempt to literally disarm it.
Okay.
I hate freehanding text. No, you can't say it. Right, I'm gonna try and chop his arm off.
Okay.
For 3.
Okay. There is a nice slicey cut, and the arm that was particularly shaky is still holding the weapon that he has, but it's now no longer attached to the body.
Mission accomplished. Over to you, 12th brother.
I mean, if there's no remaining real defences, I'm going to take his limbs off. with a lightsaber so that I can, you know, keep him in one place and then do the usual ripping on his droid bits.
Okay. He's going to try and dodge.
It does. I'm going to be careful here. That's only a 2, but I'm not going to waste fate points on it at this time.
Okay. He manages to slide out the way.
Fuck.
Well, just because he's not waving a weapon anymore doesn't mean he's completely harmless. Oh well.
Where are we? We're back to the 17th brother, I think.
Right. I'm mad now. I'm very distinctly unhappy. So I'm going to kill this fucker.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. This will be a forceful roll because I am pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will get a grand total of 1.
Okay. He kind of tries to jink out the way. You do catch him, but it doesn't. You kind of weirdly, your lightsaber kind of slides off. So having jinked out the way, the droid on you, 17th brother, is going to try and attack again.
What a dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
He obviously likes the smell of burning hair.
Doesn't like Wookiees.
He only gets a 1, though.
Okay. I will attempt to dodge out of the way with a quick roll and succeed with a 5.
Okay. The defensive droid kind of adjusts his position a bit. But isn't really, again, interested in attacking.
He's just keeping us busy so that whoever's behind that door can leg it. 12th brother, continue trying to get through the door.
Understood.
Okay, 19th brother, what are you...
Right, I'm fairly certain that this guy is just a distraction. So I'm going to forcefully remove the distraction by... I mean, he's not got a weapon arm, has he? So if I chop his legs off, he'll probably go down. So that's what I'm going to try and do. The dice are being weird. So I am going to tag claws on the outside, fire on the inside, because he's pissing me off now. And I will add +2 to my roll for a total of 5. Just go down!
Okay, he again tries to dodge in a very kind of, I'm going to jump from one foot to the other kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully
he doesn't have any feet left to do that with.
But he doesn't manage to get out of the reach of your saber.
Uh-huh.
And as you kind of slice through one, he starts to topple over and it's fairly easy to kind of take the other one.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's out of our way now, 12th brother. Off you go.
I am going to try and get through the door. Is there...
Okay.
So presumably we've managed the locking part of it. It's just not opening because of no power?
Having looked at the panel, you're not sure it needs power?
Does it need force, though?
You think there is an extra element that you need to do to make it do whatever it does?
Put the crystal in the hole at the top?
I will try doing that, because we started with that, but then we found out it was a combination thing.
Okay, so are you pressing the buttons again, or are you just putting the crystal in?
Press buttons... then put crystal roughly where it would be if someone were holding up their lightsaber to the thing at the top.
Okay. So you put the crystal in and the area around it kind of lights up.
Push buttons, tap thing?
You tap the controller and there's a low grumbling sound.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Is this cave in or door moving?
You're not sure yet.
Oh, lovely.
We're back to 17th brother.
Okay. I am still trying to kill this fucker. I'm a little less angry, so I'll be going for a quick attack. That seems to be working better for me. But that gets a resounding zero.
Hooray!
Woo!
We continue to poke the trend.
I do hate the fate system sometimes.
I don't hate the fate system. I hate fate dice with a fiery, fiery fucking basher. And they hate me too.
He again appears to be able to read what you're going to do. And kind of dodges.
You know what the problem is, don't you? Psychic fucking eels. That's the problem.
The psychic eels is fine. Putting them in robot bodies, that's the problem.
Good point. Oh, mate.
He swings his staff, but again, misjudges your size. And it goes whistling over your head.
This is sounding more and more like an unfinished product.
Just not used to fighting Ewoks.
Exactly my point.
Well, 19th brother.
Right. The one that I'm on is now down on the ground, yeah? He is out of the fight.
Yes.
Okay. 17th brother, would you like my help?
Yes.
I'm going to run and then leap off the wall and punch this thing in the face as hard as I can. And yes, I understand that I'm making a flashy attack, which is my shittiest stat, but I just feel like it.
Okay.
The survey says I get a 2.
Right, okay. You managed to get past his defense.
Of course I do.
He
wasn't expecting me to punch him. He was expecting lightsaberage. Ah!
Yeah, his metal parts are pretty very hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well...
So you do take a bit of damage from that.
No, I'm a force rager. I ignore the first damage I take in combat.
Okay.
I break my hand, but I'm so cross I don't care. Fuck you!
The droid kind of staggers backwards and just like, falls to the ground kind of straight-legged.
Cool.
With a loud clanging sound.
I have a quick question. What body plan are these robots on? Are they like, have they been tanked in humanoid this time round, or are they the sort of lizardy type ones that are on Wikipedia for the older version of these things?
They are, well, they appear to be kind of a cross between the two. They're like humanoid, like arms and legs, but they do have elements of the old trial droids that they thought might work against Jedi.
Ah, I think we found out what the big project is on this planet.
So both the droids are down, so there's nothing left to combat at.
Zar, how are you doing getting us through the door?
It's done something. I'm trying to discern what.
Okay.
Is the door opening or collapsing?
You think, you know, from the sounds that you're hearing, you think it's the mechanism slowly kind of getting going.
Right.
The whole kind of section of the wall is shaking and there's little bits of dust falling down.
Okay. Can I try and assist it with the force without breaking anything? Because the last thing I want to do is have this thing partially open but not actually give us an opening to go through.
For the moment, you're not entirely sure how it's going to open.
Oh.
Crap.
You don't know if it's going to...
go to the side, go up, go down. Yeah, okay.
Or
maybe
like,
hinge.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might have rediscovered hinges in the far future.
I mean,
no,
possibly.
No, all doors go...
It seems unlikely.
That's all that happens. Occasionally they go... and bash a stormtrooper in the head.
Well, yeah.
The wonder of future doors.
So it is slowly rumbling away.
I think it's just old and partially, well, you know what happened to the rest of the temple.
Uh-huh. Cool. Well, I guess we just wait for it to open then?
I guess. Which gives me time, so I'm going to start trying to slice into the droid tech on the robot. See what I can find out from that fucker.
Okay, do you want to make a roll?
Not really, but we'll have to, I guess.
And is anyone else doing anything else while I'm doing that?
I'm going to stand ready for when this door opens, because we do not know what is on the other side.
Okay.
Okay.
I will join them, because that seems like a smart idea.
Okay,
so you're all in the corridor. Okay.
Yeah.
I am attempting to sneak my way into this thing's systems. The dice gave me a -1, so that's currently 2. I don't know if that's enough.
Okay, you kind of start off, and it seems to be a very old system. And as you go in, you get the same kind of logo that's on the wall.
Right. Why the fuck would Jedi have these? I thought these were anti-Jedi droids.
Hang on a minute. Yes, go away, Comedia. Hang on. Who made these the last time round?
Who made them?
Because the original set were made by a private manufacturer for like...
It was someone in the Corporate Alliance, I think, made the original Jedi Hunters.
Okay. Well, I found it. Cestus Cybernetics.
Oh, right. Okay. Were they named for the planet they were from?
Yeah, funnily enough. Located on the planet Ord Cestus. Sounding familiar to anyone?
Yes, I think we're standing on the fucking thing. We've just changed its name over the centuries.
Their logo looks like a donut with, three lines through it, but it looks like six lines coming out of the center, slicing through the donut, with a little oval in the top right half. Does it look... No, you said it looks like the thing on the wall, and we've got a diagram for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not them. Does the symbol match anything in the database I have quick access to?
The symbol is in the database. It doesn't have any information with it.
Okay.
It's like a subfolder in like the Jedi archive bit.
So it's just a random logo, but it's this place. Okay.
It appears to be something connected with the Jedi, but there's no information as to what it is.
Now, does it look like it's been redacted, or...?
We just don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference sometimes. Whoever set this place up, whatever subsection of the Jedi they were, had an awful lot to do with these droids.
Yeah.
Because their logo, I point to the thing on the slowly grinding wall, is all over their software.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of is.
So the wall has started moving.
Okay. Is it moving up, across, or downwards?
Out towards us.
It is moving inwards.
Cool.
Okay.
And after about maybe a meter.
Wow. That's a lot of wall.
That's the sort of amount of wall you use for blast chambers and things like that. So whatever was in here, they wanted safe.
So after the meter, there's a kind of little nook that appears that you think you should be able to get round.
Okay.
Oh, I see how it works. Right, okay.
Which of us wants to go first? I'm actually going to make a suggestion that you might be the best poised here, 17th brother.
I have
yes.
An alternative suggestion.
Is it probe droid?
Yes. Because I've got like 10 of the fuckers here for mapping. I may as well send one of them.
Cool. You do you.
I'm going to send one of the mapping droids to have a look at what's in the nook and if there's a way out on the other side.
Okay. When you send it in, there are multiple pings for, well, it's like power has come on. There's multiple pings for that. And there are life signs in here as well.
Right. Fuck. I mean, that just could mean eels, but...
Yeah, are they in robots or not?
You can't really tell from here.
Okay. So is it the wall has moved back and the nook is basically like a little U around the bit that's moved and then you proceed down the corridor? Or
Yeah. So the droid goes around the little U bend. It's kind of dark. You can see it's another set of steps and a low ceiling. And then as it kind of goes further in, it opens out into this fairly sizable room.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost as big as far as you've gone in the rest of the temple. On one side, like to the right, there's some storage boxes. You can see through like a glass panel, there seems to be, looks like a Delta type starfighter in pieces.
What type?
It's like the wedge shaped one that is in episode 2.
Oh, right.
So, High Republic era then.
A Republic starfighter.
Yeah, okay.
And it's all kind of laid out on the floor, all the different bits.
Like someone's been repairing it?
It looks like it's in the process of being rebuilt or repaired. The rest of the lit area is, as I say, storage. There's a small hum of a power plant up ahead. Some of the storage like bins are open. One of them's got more droid parts in. As the droid is looking in one of the bins, and you can also hear from where you are just about that there's a blaster going off.
Sorry? Is someone shooting at us?
Someone seems to be shooting at the droid.
Okay.
Assuming it survives the first shot, I'm going to put it on an evasive track.
Shall we move in? Because, like...
Yes. Somebody is shooting at my fucking droids.
Your droid, or...?
The one I sent in.
Okay, cool. Right, well, in that case, I guess we go in.
Okay.
It is.
There is a low ceiling section, so I'm going to suggest that the Bloodied's character goes through first.
17th brother, yep.
I know I should know these numbers by now, but some of them are too bloody similar.
They're all teens.
Okay, who's following after?
I would suggest 19th brother, because then we've got the two fighters up front.
Yeah.
And I can keep checking on what the droid can see whilst it's careening about the place.
Yeah, I reckon I'm probably second.
Okie doke. The 17th brother, you easily get round the little U-bend bit round the door and go down the steps. You can see a probe droid flailing about. You can't see anyone else. What do you want to do?
Can I sort of figure out where whoever was shooting at the droid was shooting from?
So there's a kind of bay that's got lots of the storage units in. You think it was probably something behind there?
Mm.
There was okay. A gap between two sections.
Okay, I will sort of try and move there as quickly as possible to try and avoid getting shot.
Okay. You make a run for the section you think it's going to be in. And as you kind of stop in front of it, there is a wall-mounted gun on one side.
Okay.
Who's next? 19th brother, you were coming next.
So he's rushed in and gone over and found a wall-mounted gun, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I will do the opposite, and I will go in and not head over to where the droid was being shot at, but try and see if there's any, like, obvious other sections, like other places that someone would retreat to, where that might be used as a distraction.
Right, okay, so you've got the storage units down one side, and a little kind of square power plant at the end, and then the side where the, like, makeshift landing bay is kind of creates a little corridor down the middle.
Right.
But yep. There seems to be a kind of gap behind the landing bay.
Behind the landing bay sounds good to me, so let's go take a look over there.
Okay. There doesn't seem to be much in this corner. There are a few storage boxes that are unopened. There does appear to be a further door.
A further door. I will head on towards that moment.
Okay. 12th brother.
I'm assuming it hasn't been shot at more. I'm probably going to calm the droid down, as it were, and try and get better detail on what it found. I'm going to check one of those crates that were open with droid parts in to look specifically like the eel droids.
So there are some eel droid parts. Right. There are also some other parts. They're kind of been painted black and don't look like anything you've seen before.
They've been painted black?
They're painted black. Or powder coated black.
Because we know there's dark troopers in the medical center, right? They work.
Yeah.
Black armor, right?
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted to sneak in there, but I didn't want to go myself, but I might want to send, like, an eel droid.
On the other hand.
Or there's some kind of black droid we don't know about.
Well, I would posit that they are making this newer version of the droid in the military base, and they are using this symbol as where they're testing it.
Also a possibility.
I'll have to dig harder through the core of that droid outside.
There is a marking on one of the storage boxes.
Oh, yes?
That's got the droid parts in.
Yeah.
Of the droids you've already encountered.
Yeah.
And it's marked, it just says Iron Knight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. So maybe the person, maybe it's not the facility, maybe it's whichever Jedi Knight was hanging out in here.
But why would you be making a droid specifically designed to go after Force sensitives as the Jedi?
Because if it's now, they know they're being chased by Inquisitors who are Force sensitive.
And if you want to kill a Sith.
You can look up Iron Knight in your database.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
So the Iron Knights were a faction of in the Jedi.
Uh-huh.
Who were sentient, not really beings, but they were sentients that were stuck into, or force sensitives that were stuck into droid bodies. In the High Republic, there was a Jedi called Geode, I believe, who was a rock.
Okay, cool.
So this faction of the Jedi were force sensitive things that were given a body.
Okay.
It also says that the faction was excommunicated because the High Council found it wrong Yes.
Dodgy, weird, fucking icky, terrifying. And weird,
but, you know,
a thinking rock in a big
droid. Force sensitive plants and whatever were stuck into bodies and used as soldiers.
I mean, I kind of understand where they're getting at, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but like in the Old Republic, they had a Jedi Master who was a fucking tree, so, you know, literally it was just a fucking tree.
I'm just going to go with, if one of them was a bowl of petunias, a lot more makes sense now.
Oh no, not again.
Oh dear.
Right.
So, that's the basic information you can find out about the Iron Knights.
Was their logo the flowery thing by any chance?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a funny buzzing noise.
Great. Is there?
Is it like the buzzing noise I heard originally after tapping the control panel? Or is it a different buzzing noise?
No, it's like a power thing switching on.
Oh dear.
And there's a voice. And it says, "Ah, the Empire has finally come. Greeting."
Crap.
I think we'll maybe end there.
Fair enough. I will do the thing. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to us flail slightly and then go, oh no. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultcityanddice.net or thecultcityanddice@gmail.com or @cultcityanddice.bsky.com. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.